This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923.
This is George Bratz, past Grand Master and past Grand Secretary of the Grand Lodge of Ohio, and a retired Executive Secretary of the Masonic Service Association of North America. This is Volume 97, Number 11, November 2019. The two short talks I have written look at two four-letter words which are important to Freemasonry. They are bees and salt. First, the importance of bees. The beehive for centuries has been an emblem of the Masonic fraternity. Why is it important today? There have been many news stories in recent years about the number of bees declining throughout the world, and that we should be concerned. In fact, one headline on the internet late this year proclaimed, "The bee is declared the most important living being on the planet." The Earth Institute concluded in a debate of the Royal Geographical Society of London how great the importance of the bee is, and scientists also have made the announcement that bees have already entered into extinction risk. At the same time, other scientists have determined that bees are the only living being that is not a carrier of any type of pathogen, regardless of whether it is a fungus, a virus, or a bacterium. Whether these pronouncements about the value of bees to our lives are accurate or simply headline-grabbing statements by several research organizations, it brings us back to the original Masonic emblem. Why did ancient master masons believe that the beehive was so important? Did they know as much about the value of the bee that many scientists believe today? The Masonic beehive is an emblem of industry. So what does that mean? One dictionary defines industry as economic activity concerned with the processing of raw material and manufacturing of goods in factories. Well, our ancient brethren worked in constructing buildings prior to what we know as a factory today. A second dictionary suggestion for industry is simply hard work, or diligence in any employment or pursuit, especially steady or habitual effort. It surely seems that these secondary definitions would describe our ancient Masonic ancestors, who felt industry is needed for all created beings. So many of the lectures and practices of Freemasonry over the years, yes, over the centuries, have focused on making men better, on making Masons to be better men. Our modern age has progressed in giant ways over the past three centuries or so, but it is so astounding how brilliant our Masonic forefathers were in their time. We learn from lectures about their understanding of geometry, astronomy, and so many of the arts and sciences. But they also adopted the beehive as an important symbol. Did they know how valuable the bee was to human life? Did they observe the bee closely so that they knew what traits made the bee's efforts so valuable? The beehive was selected hundreds of years ago to teach an important lesson. That lesson is still important to every Mason today. The emblem is the symbol for industry, or hard work, or diligence in any pursuit. Or, as the beehive tells us, we may become like a drone in the hive of nature, a useless member of society, and unworthy of protection as Masons. Let us work to protect bees and beehives, and, of course, the industry that they represent. Secondly, is the importance of salt. I'm reading now from the Bible. "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. If someone said to you, "You are the salt of the earth," or if it was said of you, "You are the light of the world," wouldn't you feel great pride? This biblical passage of Scripture is very familiar and often quoted. In addition to many religious interpretations, it contains a profound message for Freemasonry. More than 2,000 years ago, when these words were spoken and written, salt was an important commodity of life. It was a preservative, protecting other food items from going bad. It was also a flavoring agent, something to make other food taste better. Salt was an item of great value. So, if you are the salt of the earth, you are a very enriching person for those around you. In today's world, however, salt is seldom used as a preservative. And how often are we instructed to reduce our intake of salt to improve our diet and health? The principles of Freemasonry could be called the salt of the earth, and Masonic tenets surely have maintained their value in the 21st century, unlike the historic path of sodium chloride, that's NaCl, or salt. In like manner, the concept of light was easily understood centuries ago. This vital force in the universe, usually experienced in the form of the sun or moon or fire, provided heat, illumination, and ability to produce a food supply. Light has always been identified as a valuable resource. So, if you are the light of the world, you have inspiring attributes for those around you. In today's world, with inventions and development of such things as the light bulb and electricity, we have few problems seeing clearly at night in our homes or even driving at night in our vehicles. But in Freemasonry today, the concept of light is still important in our ceremonies and also in our educational programs. In the scripture passage, salt can easily represent good works. If the salt has lost its taste, which means lost the good works it can perform, it no longer has value and is thrown out and trampled underfoot. In like manner, the good works provided by light should not be placed under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand so it gives light to all in the house. The famous and inspiring verse of the scripture concludes with the powerful message, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Good works are important to individual Masons and to Masonic lodges. The good works symbolized by salt and light should become a part of us and shared with the world.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, and this has been the Short Talk Bulletin podcast, brought to you by the Masonic Service Association of North America for the purpose of supporting the worthy goals of disaster relief campaigns, hospital visitation, and the spread of Masonic information and knowledge. If you agree with supporting these worthy goals, please donate, and thank you.